So, it's you and a 7-year-old little girl in bed. And your hands and her hands are moving all over each other. Her small hands are moving down your shirt and up your shirt, feeling your skin. And you've never felt anything like that before. A little girl's hand moving up your body. You can tell she's loving exploring your body, and your hands are touching all over her chest, her small petite frame, her tiny flat belly, that cute little belly button. And then you feel her tiny little button nipple getting hard against your fingers. And then you move down her thin, frail arms all the way down to her hand that's on your skin. And my goodness, you, both of you, are in the heat of a moment, just sensual touching. And you can feel her body warming up. That warming up that happens when you start getting turned on, when you start getting in the mood, when you start, your heart starts to just flutter a little bit. And of course, you can start feeling that heat between your own legs. And you can tell she's doing the same thing, isn't she? That heat, that turning on. And so your hand moves down her side, down to her bony little hip. So tiny. I mean, your man hand can grip around her whole hip easily because she's 7 years old. And you kind of help wiggle her little pants off gently, very gently. And she lets you until it's all off and there's just panties on her tiny little body. And you take in that look, you take in that thin piece of fabric just covering up her cunny. And it's beautiful, isn't it? It's so beautiful. Her small frame, her small hips. And your hand just kind of moves down very lightly, very gently, knowing that your hand moving down there is a positive thing, is something she wants and not something scary. And you feel that heat, you feel the heat radiating from her 7-year-old cunny. And you can feel those tiny lips, those tiny, cunny lips right there behind those panties. Oh, and she starts kind of wiggling and giggling in your ear from that sensitive spot you're touching. And her breath kind of buckles a bit. But those giggles, those sweet little girl giggles. And you ask her if that's okay, and she says yes. And so you start still rubbing her little cunny lips, and it's so warm, and you can feel just a little bit of moistness coming off of those panties, and it makes you just even hungrier. And her hand, her tiny little 7-year-old hand, starts going over your pants to that thick bulge between your legs. And she feels it with a sense of wonder, of just wonder and shock and curiosity. Like, what is that? What is that hard thing below his pants? And so she starts to unbutton very gently with her fingers, unzipping your pants. And you help her slip those pants down, just exposing your underwear and letting that cock, that hard cock for her, just kind of ease out of those pants, but still under your boxers. And her hand moves to your cock and just starts lightly touching it. She's amazed. She's amazed at what you have between your legs. And her little tiny hips are now kind of straddled over your thigh. And you can feel her little cunny grinding slowly against your thigh. Oh, she's liking this, isn't she? She's excited. And she's knowing that rubbing her little cunny feels good. And it feels good against your body. While she's touching your cock. And you tell her, it's okay, sweetie. Just take it out. You can take it out. And so she reaches down into your underwear and she exposes your hard cock. It springs out and oh my gosh, she's amazed. She's amazed at what she sees and you're throbbing for her, aren't you? And her little fingers just drag along the side of it, just amazed at what she sees. And she starts playing with it, making it move and, you know, just moving it around because she's a child. She doesn't know what to do with your cock, but it still feels good, doesn't it? Her little fingers moving around the side, exploring it. Yes, and she moves her hand down to your balls and wow, she's amazed at how soft and just big they are, and she's so gentle, isn't she? So gentle with her tiny little hands, and her hips are still grinding against your thigh. It's getting hotter, her little cunny, it's getting hotter, and you start feeling moistness. I bet her little cunny is leaving a trail of wetness on your thigh, even. Oh, and she goes back to your shaft. And she's got a smile on her 7-year-old face, just amazed at what she's seeing, amazed at seeing what she created. And you tell her that you did that, sweetie. You created this hard cock. Oh, and she smiles and just keeps rubbing it. And she decides to get up on top of you. She straddles her tiny little body on top of you and just starts rubbing her panties, her cunny behind her panties on your hard shaft because that just feels right to do because she can tell that you feel good. It feels good when she touches your cock. And so she's just grinding her hips, feeling that hardness. And you lean up and you start licking her flat chest because you are looking at that tiny flat chest, those tiny little nipples, admiring them, and that you just have to taste them, don't you? So you start licking and kissing, and it makes her giggle some more because it kind of tickles and it kind of feels good. And even you kissing on her nipples, licking her nipples, makes her grind a little bit harder, realizing what feels good on her body. And no one showed her this before because she's only a 7-year-old child. And she can probably feel your cock throbbing against her, tasting her skin, tasting her nipples, feeling her tiny little pussy grinding against you. Oh, and this is just perfect, isn't it? So you move up to her neck and you start kissing her neck, tasting her sweet porcelain skin, her young skin, so fresh, isn't it? So fresh. And she does something that kind of shocks you. She puts her finger right there on her cunny, right between her cunny and your cock, because she can't help it. She starts like rubbing herself while she's rubbing on your cock. And so you feel her hand now and her cunny just moving about, feeling good. And you keep licking all over her, kissing her arms, kissing her fingers. Oh, and something has got to give. The two of you are getting a little wild now. Just getting a little wild and passion. Wild and feeling good. And so you just gently, gently push her over beside you. And you lean up over her and admire that beautiful angel face, that sweet doll face. And she looks like she's having so much fun, feeling so good. And she's smiling up at you. And you kiss her on her sweet baby lips, her sweet lips. And start kissing down her body, down from that beautiful flat chest to that belly, that flat, perfect belly, that perfect skin, just perfection, untouched skin, till you get down to her panties and you just give them a kiss. And then you pull them down. And you pull them down, and she's happy that you're pulling them down because she can feel something building between her legs that she's never felt before. And she wants you to go there. She wants you to touch there with your hand. And so you delicately pull those panties off, and you look down, and you see there's wetness in her 7-year-old panties, all from you, all from her wet cunny. You made a 7-year-old wet. You made a 7-year-old soak her panties. So you pull them down and you can't help but take a nice little quick smell of them. And oh my gosh, they smell amazing, don't they? That sweet underage cunny smell. But then your eyes go directly to what you will never be able to forget. Her bald, puffy, cunny, just nude, vulnerable right in front of your eyes. And it's so beautiful. It's just this tiny slit protruding out just a bit right between her beautiful tiny frame. And you take your hand delicately, and you take your pointer and you just barely drag it down those lips. Those perfect bald lips, enjoying how smooth they are, how bald they are. And she's giggling and she's smiling. And you just push in a little bit further to spread them open just a bit. And you can feel so much warmth, and moist, wet, cunny between those lips, those inner lips that are just tucked right there in her cunny lips. And so you feel that child pussy right in your big man hand, because listen, it is a child pussy and you have grown man hands, and your finger almost takes up her whole child pussy, and you're just enjoying it, delicately touching her, and she loves it. You keep looking up and making sure she feels okay, and she is loving it, smiling, even giggling. And you circle her little child clit. You let her feel how good that is to have a clit just circled with a finger. And then you go down to that slit, that forbidden slit. That's so wet. So wet. Her child pussy is wet for you. And it feels so wrong, but you just can't stop. Because listen, you created this. This is all from you. And she's loving it. She's happy. She's smiling. She's feeling good. And so you just push that finger in so delicately, because you don't want to hurt her, do you? But you just push it in, and it's so warm, so wet. Keep checking on her. Keep looking to see if she's okay, and she is. She's smiling and almost moaning by feeling your finger penetrate into her. And so you take it out, and you just rub that clit. clit some more, enjoying this child pussy, this perfect child pussy. Oh, and then you pull down onto right beside her and smile at her and ask her if she's okay, and she says yes. And you think, gosh, I want to put my cock inside her so much. It's so tempting, isn't it? It's so tempting just to put this hard cock that she created, that I have for her. I had just to put it in. And I'd be so gentle with her. I'd be so gentle, you're thinking. And you know that it's just so fucking tempting in this moment. And no one will know. She's happy. She's not scared. No one will know if I put my cock in her 7-year-old child pussy. No one will know if I feel what it's like to fuck a child, to feel the tightness of a child pussy. And so you get your cock in your hand and you feel how fucking hard it is. You feel how hard it is, and that tells you your answer. That tells you exactly what you need to know. And you get back on top of her and you trace the head of your cock right down that perfect slit. Oh, and that just drives you almost wild. That could probably make you come just feeling your cock slide down her child pussy. And you look in her face and she's still smiling. She knows that this is what she's supposed to do too. She knows this feels good. And so she takes her hands and she rubs them down your chest, telling you it's okay without saying a word. And she puts her hands around your back, almost easing you into her. And it's finally about to happen. She's telling you, without saying a word, please fuck me, by pulling you closer to her. And the head of your cock is right there at that opening, right there. Oh, it's so tempting. And you know it's going to happen. You know it is. You're right there. You've got the very tip of your cock right there on a child's pussy, right there on a child's hole. And she's telling you, by bringing you closer, to put it in. And so you push in a little bit. And oh, do you feel that? It's so tight, so wrong, but so right. And you push in a little bit more, being very gentle. And you check on her and she's okay. She's moaning, her breasts buckling. And it feels so right, doesn't it? Feeling a child's pussy on your cock. You can feel her wetness. You can feel her tightness. And you push in just a little bit more, and just the head of your cock is in there. Just the head, and it's so tight. It's so tight because it's a 7-year-old pussy. A 7-year-old child pussy, and the head of your cock is inside of her. And it's so tight, it's gripping around your head, the head of your cock. And you push in just a little bit more, and my goodness, this is the tightest hole you've ever felt. And she's still moaning and smiling, but gasping for air because it feels so intense. A man's cock inside of her pussy. And it just makes you want to push in. And if I were there, I would say, don't you want to fuck her harder? And your cock would know that you wanted to. And I would say to her, you're such a good girl. Take his cock more. And you would push in some more, getting more of your cock in. And this is it. You are about halfway in a child's pussy, and you're pushing in some more, holding her hips now. Fucking a child, you are now a child fucker, and she's loving it. She's taking it like a good girl, and you're pushing and pumping a little slowly and a little bit more deeper now. This is your little girl to fuck, your little girl to have sex with. Oh, and she's still moaning out her breath at each push in, but she has that look in her face like she loves it. And I would tell her, if I were there, I would say, good girl, tell him how much you love it. Tell him how much you love his cock. And she would say, oh, I love your cock so much. Please fuck me harder. And so she would, you would do it, wouldn't you? You'd still be gentle, but you'd push in, pumping, convulsing your cock inside her child pussy. Oh, and you're automatically thinking right now, I know you are, I am about to bust inside of a 7-year-old girl. If I don't stop, if I go any faster, I am going to explode, because I've never felt anything so tight before. And your hand moves down her chest, feeling that flat chest again while your hips buck into her tight little 7-year-old body. You're making love to a child. You're fucking a child, feeling her underage body, her soft skin. Oh, and you grab those hips tighter, still gently, but holding tighter, and just pumping your cock, pumping those hips into her little 7-year-old body. This is the most tempted you've been in, but it's so wrong, and it feels so right to have sex with a 7-year-old child. And she's so gorgeous. You look at her doll face and you think, how beautiful she looks being fucked. How beautiful she looks nude for me. And so you delicately pull her in your arms, because she's so tiny. She's so light. She's 7 years old. And you tell her, you're a good girl. Don't worry. We're just going over to the sofa. And you sit down on the sofa, your cock covered with her child pussy juices. And you stroke just a little bit to feel what that would feel like on your cock. And it makes you starving for her. And you tell her to just climb on top of you. And she does so, so happily. And those sweet pussy lips, those sweet child lips, just spread along your cock as she slides down. Oh, and you've never felt this before. That tight child pussy, and just the sight of her young 7-year-old body, that small frame on top of your cock. And you're watching that sweet, bald pussy lips just wrap and grip around your cock. This is it. You are now being rode. A 7-year-old girl is riding your cock, and she's giggling and laughing and bouncing as you kind of guide her up and down, feeling her child pussy sucking your cock in every stroke. And she's moaning. She's moaning, and you're moaning, you're groaning. She's pulling things out of you that have never been pulled out before. And her little child moans are adorable. She's bouncing on top of your cock, and she's feeling so kind. She's Her eyes, you're seeing her change into a sex goddess, a nympho, and she's moaning, and you might feel her tightening even tighter around your cock. She is going to come on your cock. She is turning into a sexual child goddess as she comes around your thick cock. Can you believe? So kind. She's so gorgeous, and the thralls are being fucked by you, and you push balls deep into that child pussy, balls deep into that tight child pussy. You've got the biggest load for her, the biggest pedo load you have ever had before, right inside of her child's pussy. And you look at her body while you're pushing into her, thrusting into her, looking at how sexy her body is. Oh, and you feel that cum boiling up inside of you, don't you? You feel it coming, and you start pumping into her harder, holding on to those hips while you pump your hips, grind your hips against her, going balls deep, your balls slapping her tight little child ass, and she's still loving it. She's becoming addicted to sex before your eyes, and your hand reaches down and grabs her flat chest while you get ready to come all inside of her, deep inside of this child, deep inside of this 7-year-old, and you're about to explode, aren't you? She's going to feel her first load inside of her pussy, inside of her child's body. You took her virginity. She gave you her virginity, her 7-year-old virginity. And now she's about to take her first load into her warm, wet hole. And she just came all over you just moments ago. And now you're about to come right into her 7-year-old child's pussy. Give it to her. Give her everything you've got. Yes, your hips go deeper now, deeper, longer thrust until you explode right inside of her, giving her every drop of pedo spunk you have. Such a big load for her, your 7-year-old sexy goddess, your 7-year-old nympho that's going to beg for sex from now on, because you just made love to her, took her virginity like a proper pedophile, your 7-year-old sex goddess right before you, being filled up with your cum, your hot sticky cum. And she's going to finger it inside of her and feel how sticky and warm it is, and feel how good it feels to have cum fill you up. Oh, wasn't that so good? Oh, yes. Just want to make sure that you came. Good. I am so.